the Digital Dome. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 90, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your alluring allegiance of alliterating altruistic alpacas.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
Wow, episode 90, we're creeping it towards 100.
Hard to believe. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Whoa. And of course, this episode today is our All Quiz Bonanza number 18.
Woo. Yay.
So every fifth episode, we do a not really themed show. We just have an all quiz show, and all of us have prepared quizzes and puzzles to share with each other and share with you guys, listeners. And let's start off the show with our general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hotshot. I have here a random Trivial Pursuit card from the box, and you guys have your Barnyard buzzers in hand. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Blue Wedge for geography. What national monument in Washington, D.C. was designed by 21-year-old architect Maya Lin? Colin.
That is the Vietnam War Memorial.
Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Sorry, yes.
Yeah. Her design beat out 1,421 other submissions to win the 1981 competition. Actually, there's a Academy Award winning documentary about her.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It is.
So check it out. Lots of good facts and just about the creative process. All right. Pink Wedge for pop culture. What is the title of the person who creates background sound effects for films? Oh, you guys all know this? Dana.
A Foley artist?
Yeah, Foley artist. They recreate sounds like punches and footsteps.
Mm. That was always a fun part of the Universal Studios tour when I was a kid. We'd go take it. And like the one thing I remember so clearly is for like snow, crunching in snow, they had a bunch of video cassette. Like they would unwind a whole bunch of videotape and they just kind of step on the videotape. And like crumple that videotape is what they would use for snow.
Yellow Wedge, what is the Secret Service code name for Barack Obama? There's three choices, but...
For Barack Obama, so it's not POTUS?
No. What are the numbers?
Yeah, what are the choices?
Okay. With R,
it is Ranger, Renegade, or Rambler.
Oh.
Colin.
Rambler.
Incorrect.
Is it Renegade?
It's Renegade. Yeah. And Michelle Obama's moniker is Renaissance.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're usually alliterative.
Yeah. So how come you knew it was R?
Looked this up before.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, they were the R's, but what were they? I don't know.
All right, Purple Wedge. What novel did the New York Times call Dan Brown's best-selling primer on how not to write an English sentence? Chris.
I'm guessing it's the Da Vinci Code?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, harsh.
Burn.
Zing.
All right, Green Wedge for science. What artificial sweetener based on sucralose was introduced in 1999? Dana.
Splenda.
Splenda. Last question, Orange Wedge. What two Volkswagen models are named after four-legged furry animals? Chris.
I was going to say the beetle, but it's not furry. No.
Nor four-legged.
The rabbit.
Correct.
And I believe I don't know if they still make it, but it was the fox.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. There
fox
you go.
And rabbit. Are they? Do you know what they look like?
Well, the rabbit is very similar to the golf, that I used to have.
Good job, brains. All right. All quiz bonanza. Number 18. Who wants to start first?
Ooh. All right. I'll kick it off. So I'm going to go to Sweden in a couple weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
not what they say. They do say yeah.
It is
yeah. Yeah and nay.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Many all quizzes ago, I did Belgium or not Belgium.
You did, yes.
And so this is Sweden or not Sweden.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Man.
All right. I'm going to kick it off with. So I'll give you a statement. This is something that really happened in the world somewhere. It may have happened in Sweden. It may have been a different country. You tell me Sweden or not Sweden.
All right.
Thumbs up if it was Sweden. Thumbs down if it was not Sweden.
Okay, somewhere else.
First question. On Easter, children dress up as witches and go trick-or-treating. On Easter.
I'll see. Yeah.
All right. Colin and Chris say Sweden. Karen says not Sweden. Sweden.
Whoa. Nice.
What?
Like, right. Witch.
What? Like, witches.
With the hats and stuff, or is it a different type
like,
of witch?
Like old-timey ladies, the girls do this. That's how it's been explained to me. Right.
Crones.
And I was like, oh, so it's like trick-or-treating. Like, hey, do you have any candy? Like, like they just...
It's like, no big deal if you don't, but if you do, I'd like some.
I might curse you. I don't know. Like... Number two, it's been an independent country since 1499, apart from a brief French occupation between 1798 and 1815.
Oh, man. I'll say, I mean, there's so many chances for this to go wrong, but I don't feel like you're going to trick us so early, so I'll say yes.
I have
Sweden.
A reason.
All right. So Colin and Karen say no. Chris says yes. It is not Sweden.
Yeah.
It is... Switzerland, which is another country that people often confuse with Sweden.
Oh, okay.
When you're driving in this country, there's no right turn on red. Sweden, not Sweden.
I'll say yeah.
All right. Colin and Chris say yes. Karen says no. Yes, it's Sweden. No right turn on red in Sweden.
Because they drive on the left side of the road?
No, it's just you
really?
Can't.
You just can't do it?
You just can't
no.
do it.
Huh.
I would have, yeah. I was guessing counterintuitively. Like, I would hope that they would.
On December 24th, a member of the family dresses up as Santa Claus and hands out presents. Typically, on December 24th, that is when presents get handed out, and a member of the family is dressed as Santa Claus when this happens.
I will say not Sweden.
Yeah. It is Sweden.
Oh,
goodness.
Is it usually the dad?
It's often the dad. It could be anybody, though.
Little baby. Funny. Little baby Santa Claus onesie.
Like, I just see him looking around. It's like, oh, my whole family is here. Who's Santa? I gotta go.
Oh, I got an important call. See you guys.
Ring, right. Ring. That was my Santa phone.
Yeah, it's not an alter ego. I think the family knows. Okay. I'm pretty sure the family's in on
it. I think you have to pretend that they're Santa while you're talking.
Just humor, Dad. He doesn't know that we know. Yeah.
They include Zwarte Piet, Santa Claus's sidekick, in their celebrations.
Mm. What's a sort? Zwarte Piet?
Black Piet.
Black Piet.
Is that their name?
Is that like it could be a horse?
Oh, it's. I'll tell you. It's a person dressed in blackface and like a Renaissance outfit.
I know this is real. I don't know if it's in Sweden or not. I'll say okay.
I'll take a rider as well.
So Colin and Chris say yes. Karen says no. No, it's not Sweden.
Oh,
where
it's
they
not.
What country is it?
They do it in the Netherlands. They do it in other countries besides the Netherlands, but it's big in the Netherlands.
No. Oh, that won't fly here.
Not so much.
On average, they have the tallest people in the world.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That
sounds plausible.
Yeah.
You guys are so stereotypical.
Oh.
It's the Netherlands. It's right next to it. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I would say
it is the Netherlands.
My other guess would be Norway.
They also have tall people.
Yeah.
Norway. Finland has
just
tall
Nordic.
People. Sweden isn't on the top 10.
Huh. Oh, really?
Interesting.
Huh. No. Huh. Yeah. Pippi Longstocking is from here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everyone
absolutely.
Says true.
Absolutely.
It yes. is true.
Because right. there's like a theme park. In Sweden, that is modeled, Pippi, where Pippi Longstocking lives.
That's my sister and I love Pippi Longstocking as kids.
Me too. She did this thing with the sponges on her feet, and she cleaned the kitchen floor. And I tried that; it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Slip.
No, because you just squeeze out all the water out of the sponge.
right into your sock.
There's no barrier.
All right.
Right up in there. Oh, this was a bad idea.
She made it look so effortless.
This monkey I captured isn't helping at all either.
Oh, I'm making it worse.
Everywhere.
Last question. The wristwatch was invented here.
Oh. I'm saying no just because Karen was so confident.
Yeah.
I have a reasoning. My reasoning is Switzerland seems to be where watches come from and Swatch and all that.
Yes, you're right. Switzerland. Good. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's why Swatch is called Swatch. Switzerland right. watch.
Cool.
Yeah.
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 Tak so mikit.
That I don't know what
that means. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What's the currency? It's
a kroner.
A kroner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a Swedish kroner. Because there's
sure.
Yeah, because a few countries have kroners.
Are they on
Denmark
the euro?
Denmark has kroner. No.
No.
Not on euro.
No,
I mean, at least not of... 6 years ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We'll check.
We strive to be current here.
Yeah. Everything we say best. Was at one point yeah. true.
Within 6 years, you know, forward or backward.
Six-year buffer.
Yeah. We were pretty sure we're covered.
All right, my turn. And this is a little bit different. I will be asking some generic questions about famous people, entertainers. But instead of you guys buzzing in and tell me the actor or the entertainer name, you need to answer by reciting a famous quote or line once uttered by this entertainer right. or do an impression oh. of right. this entertainer.
All right. Okay. So get your Michael Jackson impressions ready.
So, for right. example, you know, if I ask a question about Oprah and the answer is Oprah, I don't want you to say Oprah. I want you to say something Oprah would say or right. in the okay. manner of Oprah.
Okay.
Like,
all right. Okay.
Like, I just came
from there. You get a car.
You get a car. You get a car.
Okay.
Get it? All right.
Got
all
it.
Right. All right.
Got it.
Here we go. I want you guys to be really into it, too.
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay, Karen.
Enthusiasm is mandatory.
It's wrong. Yeah.
Enthusiasm / embarrassment. All right. All right. Here we go. This method actor has once gained 60 pounds to play a boxer, grounded his teeth to play a maniac villain, and worked as a cab driver for a role of a lifetime. Colin.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah!
Oh, that was good.
Very good.
Nice.
Of course, Robert De Niro.
Yes. Before he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, his first job as an entertainer was as a breakdancer performing with singer Lionel Richie in the closing ceremonies of the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Man, I think I know who it is, but I don't. What does he say?
I don't. Yeah, it's like a two-step process.
You can quote from movies.
You have to be like so sure you're right.
Yeah,
wrong. 1984.
We get a hint.
A breakdancer.
A very memorable Academy Award speech. He won for Best Supporting Actor.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Was
breakdancer.
Breakdancer.
Okay. Sure.
Lionel Richie.
All right. I would love to see footage of that.
In every movie that this actor and writer writes, his character's name always ends in a Y, like Billy, Sonny, Bobby, Happy, Nikki, and Lenny.
Yeah.
Oh. Who wants to do it?
Yeah.
Hanukkah. I don't know.
Hanukkah something.
Adam Sandler.
Yes, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandberg.
Adam Sandler, you can quote from
I never noticed that.
Billy Madison, shampoo is better. yeah, so Billy from Billy Madison, Sonny Koufax from Big Daddy, Bobby Boucher from Waterboy. Happy Gilmore from Happy Gilmore, Nikki from Little Nikki, and Lenny, which is the Grown Ups franchise. All ends in a Y. All right. Recently, this rapper described himself as the Sarah Silverman glitch character from Wreck-It Ralph.
This rapper described himself as Vanellope Von Schweez.
Yeah, Vanellope Von Schweez, which is Sarah Silverman character that glitched from Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't even understand the reference. Like, what?
Well, yeah, how was he attempting to describe himself?
Like, he's like an innovator and no one believed in him.
Oh, I see.
And,
okay.
There's really one answer for this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it Jesus?
Give me a quote. Give me a line.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, there you go. That's a famous quote.
Yes, correct. Kanye West. I was more looking for I'm gonna let you finish, but he did famously.
He
say
also
that.
Interrupted somebody to say something.
That is true. Yeah. All right. Harrison Ford played his son once, even though Harrison Ford is only 12 years younger than this actor is.
Oh.
Dana.
Suck it, Trebek.
That's great. Second level.
That's a second level.
Impression of an impression. That's of an great. Impression.
Yes, that is Sean Connery, and Dana was quoting. Who was it that? Oh, Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery on Celebrity Jeopardy.
I believe so, yes.
On SNL. I would have accepted Shaken Not Stirred, but that's fine. Sucker Trebek is probably more fake famous. All right. This actor turned down the role of Neo from The Matrix. In the same year The Matrix came out, his movie, set in the steampunk Old West, came out as well and was universally panned.
Oh. It's...
Whoever wants to sing a song.
West Philadelphia.
Oh, it
rains.
Yeah.
Playground is where I spend most of my days.
You're like, yes. I can keep going.
I mean, yes.
Yes, it is. Will Smith turned down the role of Neo.
Wow.
And the year Matrix came out, Wild Wild West came out.
He probably turned it down. Yeah. They probably wouldn't let him write a song for The Matrix, you know? Just a Will Smith, like, you know, bouncy summer jam. Yeah.
I wonder if he'd still be Agent Smith.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right. This funny Canadian landed a gig at Toronto's Second City, the famous comedy improv troupe, the day he graduated from high school. He had his last exam at school at 9 a.m., his audition at noon, and he got hired at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Colin?
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
That's from So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
Yes, Mike Myers. Yes.
Mike Myers.
Wow.
Mike Myers.
Ooh, I'm glad you got it, because I thought it was Jim Carrey.
You can quote Wayne's World, you know, Austin Powers, a bunch. All right, last one. I think everybody's going to get this. This entertainer is of African, Canadian, and Samoan descent.
Oh.
Chris?
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock.
The Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Good job, everybody.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. We're all sufficiently embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was good. I was going to throw in a Christopher Walken one.
That one's fun to do, though. Yeah, yeah, you know, no one.
Crazy.
Yeah. Scooch closer, children. Don't make me tell you again about the scooching.
I like the Millennium Falcon.
I've put together a wordplay quiz for you guys called Word in a Word. And the way this is going to work is I will give you a clue and a word. And the answer to the clue is contained inside the word I will give you. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example here.
Yeah, please.
So I might say this traditional Japanese game is in the word agony.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so. Go.
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 Okay. So it's in there and it's consecutive. And it's
the
not
letters
like...
are in the middle of the word.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay.
All
right.
So for all of these, it will be a one word answer. And for all of them, the words are somewhere in the middle, neither at the beginning nor at the end.
Oh, okay. Sounds easy.
Well,
unless the word is like,
yeah.
Let's check it out.
Super fun.
We'll see. I had fun putting this together, but I'm not sure how to gauge it. Okay. So we'll do this lightning round style. Okay. So if it's easy, it's first one to get it gets the point.
Okay.
All right. So we'll try and ramp up. This fearsome four-legged animal is in the word millionaire. Chris.
Lion.
Yes, correct. Lion.
Oh.
This goddess is in the word moniker. Karen.
Nike.
Correct. Nice. This Academy Award-winning movie is in the word gargoyle. Chris.
Argo.
Argo, indeed.
Wow.
All right, we're going to get a little trickier now. Okay. This cheap and popular food is in the word sacrament. Dana.
Oh.
Chris.
Ramen.
Ramen.
Wow. I was like, Ram.
Ram.
Ram. It's true. I guess you're right.
People eat goats.
There may be multiple answers.
I was like, mint, but it's not spelled that way.
I thought it was Mentos.
I can't deny Ram might be cheap and popular. It's true. I don't know.
You don't know everywhere.
If I start a church, we're having Sacramentos.
Sacramentos.
That's great.
They'll give you the Mentos, then they carry around the cup of Diet Coke.
The spirit of the Lord is coming out of him.
Oh.
This singer and actress is in the word debauchery.
What?
Dana.
Cher.
Cher.
Oh.
This Norse god is in the word foreboding. Dana.
Odin.
Odin. Yes. This upper crust sport is in the word anthropology.
Wow.
I believe that's Chris.
Yeah. Polo.
Polo. Yes. This unit of measurement is in the word brainchild. Ooh, I think nice. Chris again.
Inch.
Inch, yeah. Yes, right in the middle there. This sweet fruit is in the word bullfight. Chris.
Fig.
Fig, yes. Throw a silent there at you.
Yeah.
This country is in the word megalomania.
Wow.
Chris.
Oman.
Yeah. Oman. Yes. Megalomania. Yeah. All right. And the last one. In fact, this is the one that inspired this whole quiz. I noticed this.
Okay.
This Tony Award winning Broadway musical is in the word inevitable. Chris, please.
Evita.
Evita. Yes.
Evita.
All right. Word in a word. Good job, guys.
Wow.
That was fun. Okay.
Well, yeah,
that was...
you won.
Well, yeah. that's why I enjoyed myself.
That's what fun means, yeah.
That's what
fun. So I got the, when you get the most points,
it's
more than
fun.
Anyone else,
it
called
sucks
fun.
And you hate it. when you
hey guys, why are you still playing? It's so fun.
Yeah.
Because you keep winning. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Christmas is coming. Mm-hmm. And if Christmas means anything, if you are a musical artist, you must put out
a Christmas album.
Right.
Because those mothers sell.
Yeah.
So you've got to do it. And so a simple quiz for you guys. I'm going to give you the title of the Christmas album, and you tell me the artist.
You do
not have to sing in the style of the artist. I give you a reprieve. So I did pick these out because either they're very famous or because there might be a clue in the album title as to who the artist is.
All right.
There should be some association there. So I'll start you off with a nice, easy softball.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Mountain Christmas. Dana?
Is this Dolly Parton?
This is not Dolly Parton.
Would that be John Denver?
It is John Denver, yes.
Okay.
Rocky
Why?
Mountain. Because Rocky Mountain High was his most famous album. So Rocky Mountain Christmas. Yeah. Okay. The Gift.
Oh.
Colin.
Was this Mariah Carey?
It's not Mariah Carey.
That's
the Gift.
Only one I've
Okay, all right.
Karen.
Whitney Houston.
Not Whitney Houston. This was a person who rose to fame on a reality television show.
Oh!
Carrie Underwood.
Not Carrie Underwood.
Kelly Clarkson.
Not Kelly Clarkson.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle!
Okay.
The Gift. Yes, there we go. All right. You may not know this. These Are Special Times.
Oh,
this one, there's no hint.
Man.
It's just a really, really big selling album. I'm wondering if the
Fleetwood
people at
Mac.
Home have heard this. Not Fleetwood Mac. No Christmas albums from Fleetwood Mac. This is Celine Dion's Christmas album.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
This one, there is a hint in here. A Fresh Air Christmas.
Uh-huh.
A Fresh Air Christmas. Not
Terry
Crews.
Sorry.
A Fresh Air Christmas.
Is it Will Smith?
It's not Will Smith.
Oh, because Bel Air.
Yeah. Fresh Air Christmas.
Fresh
Air.
Fresh Air. Fresh Air.
It is Mannheim Steamroll.
Oh.
Which all of their non-Christmas albums are named Fresh Air, then Fresh Air 2, and then Fresh Air 3. Yeah.
Guys.
Okay. You've all heard of this, but do you know the artist? A Charlie Brown Christmas.
The guy.
Colin?
I believe that's Vince Guaraldi.
This is marginally correct.
Okay.
What is the exact artist that is credited? We've all seen this iconic thing, this iconic album. It's not Henry Mancini. It is Vince Guaraldi. So the actual artist that is credited for A Charlie Brown Christmas is the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Ah.
Oh,
that
okay.
is the,
wow.
is a, it is okay. a group, and that, that is, a, yeah, Vince Guaraldi. Yep. Oh, A Christmas Gift for You. The hint here is, okay, I'm going to see if anybody gets this.
Okay.
The hint here is, this is considered to be not only the best Christmas album ever made. It's at the end of every single top Christmas albums ever list. It was on Rolling Stone's 500 best albums ever made.
Oh.
Beach Boys' Brian Wilson calls this his favorite album. It's called A Christmas Gift for You.
It's gotta be
Colin.
Elvis Presley?
It's not Elvis Presley.
Oh, no, that's good.
It's not. It's
Justin
not.
Bieber.
It's not Justin Bieber. So a Christmas gift for you, and this is a really interesting, the artist is Phil Spector. The Wall of Sound, you know, producer. And it's a lot of like, you have heard this album. This album, all those iconic songs of like girl groups of the 50s, 60s, the Ronettes do Sleigh Ride and there's like ring ding 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 dong, like that recording of it and other songs off this album are like, they are used as the iconic 1950s Christmas songs. Okay. This next one has two answers. Two very, very big, very, very big albums with the title Merry Christmas. Karen.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is one. Yes. Yeah. Colin.
Elvis Presley?
Not Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley does not appear in this quiz.
Okay, all right. I'll stop asking.
Even though he does have one of, if not the, one of the biggest, if not the biggest Christmas album. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They eventually changed the name of the other album called Merry Christmas to White Christmas. Karen.
Bing Crosby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
Merry Christmas straight to you. Straight is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T. Colin.
George Strait?
George Strait, yes.
Dire Strait.
This inspired this because I saw that vinyl like at a used music store. They brought out the Christmas vinyl, and I'm like, this is the stupidest. Okay.
They went with the first idea they had.
Yeah. Snowed In. Who released the Christmas album Snowed In?
Oh, not like Edward Snowden.
No, not like Snowden. Snowed In.
I would buy his Christmas
the snow
album.
Fell. We can't get the door open.
Michael Bublé?
Not Michael Bublé.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's okay, I can give you some hints.
Yeah.
It is a musical group.
Uh-huh.
Three brothers. Dana.
Jonas Brothers.
Not the Jonas Brothers. Like a little older.
Hanson.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Christmas album of Hanson.
Dana knows her trio brother bands.
Christmas Interpretations.
Christmas Interpretations.
Sounds super pretentious.
Doesn't it just?
Miles Davis.
Not Miles Davis.
Are you saying Miles Davis is pretentious?
No, I was saying it made me think of jazz with the Interpretations. Okay.
This is the Christmas album of Boys to Men.
Oh,
Christmas
wow.
Interpretations.
The first and last time Miles Davis and Boys to Men will be in.
Yeah.
And finally, What a Wonderful Christmas. Dana.
Nat King Cole?
Not Nat King Cole.
Oh.
Colin.
Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong!
What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful
almost there.
Christmas. Yes.
Very good.
There's your Christmas album.
There's your Christmas album.
There's your Christmas album right there.
I don't listen to Christmas
albums. Yeah, me too.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't know if you could tell.
I was just like, oh, I know Mariah Carey. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, I have a kind of a short quiz for you guys about processed foods.
Oh, yeah.
And our favorite kind.
Yeah. As I was writing it, I was like, oh, these are things I would put in the bunker in the 50s, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
They would probably last a really long time. Uh-huh. All right. We'll start out with the king of processed food, Spam. Mm.
Yeah.
The original name for Spam was what?
Oh.
Karen.
Is it not spiced ham?
Yes, Hormel spiced ham.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was.
And it was renamed to Spam, and the guy who suggested Spam combined spiced and ham. What's the official reason Hormel gave for naming it Spam? What does that Spam stand for?
So it fits on the tin.
Did they say it stands for something?
Something that's not spiced ham. They named it something else.
Like S-P-A-M.
Yes.
Super processed ass meat.
No, the last, you almost had it.
Oh,
almost. I mean,
spiced.
What is
shoulder?
Processed
kind of
pork.
Shoulder, pork, and ham.
Mm, okay.
Shoulder, pork, and ham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super
it doesn't
processed.
Stand for that. Yeah. It would be spa.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Who suggested ass meat on the survey? Why did we...
Wrote it in such a large font.
How much did we pay for this survey?
All right. Tang, the orange-flavored drink powder. Was Tang invented in the 40s, 50s, or 60s?
Oh.
Colin.
I will say 60s because I know it's associated with the space program.
I thought it was made for the astronauts.
No, that is not true. I thought so too. Invented in 1957 and it was marketed in 1959. So, like, right there. But it was popularized by the astronauts. Which astronaut is most closely associated with Wu-Tang. Yes.
Huh. Got it.
Neil Armstrong.
Nope. Another one.
Louis Armstrong.
No. Nope.
Virgil Gus Grissom.
Nope.
Is that
close?
An actual...
No.
Close? Yeah, it is. Kidding. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
John Glenn.
Oh, okay.
John Glenn.
Right, all right. But Tang was developed just because it's a low-cost orange drink, right? It wasn't developed for the space.
It was not developed for, but it's...
It's not like astronaut ice cream or something.
It's not astronaut juice. It's... it was,
that's something else entirely.
It contains very little astronaut these
days. You don't have to squeeze too many astronauts. The cost... I mean, in the 50s, they didn't have astronauts. Yeah.
There's no juice in Tang. There's no juice.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's powdered. It's like a powder.
They might
perhaps
use...
is a juice flavor.
Essence.
Yeah. Natural flavors.
But it is. It's powder.
Yeah.
There may be beaver secretions.
There might be. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Various other secretions.
Okay, Ovaltine.
Uh-huh. I love Ovaltine.
Oh, it's the best.
It originated in what European country?
Oh.
Switzerland.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Hey.
Huh. I have a fate. I don't know if this is right, but my association is... Nestle made Ovaltine, and Nestle is a Swiss company.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think
so. I got it right for the wrong reason.
Okay.
We can find out really fast.
Yeah.
Wait, don't look. I'll look. Because I have more.
There's more Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine when...
Don't look up facts about Ovaltine or else you'll spoil yourself. Whoa, it's made from blood.
Yo, I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Irony.
No, Ovaltine is a registered trademark of Associated British Foods. Nestle acquired the rights later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they're connected.
Right for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm still right.
Ovaltine, its original name was Oval Maltine, a combo of two of its main ingredients. What were they?
Oh.
Eggs, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
Like Ovos.
Malted milk.
Yes.
Wow.
There's eggs in
there? They were like, oh, it's a breakfast, a food replacement or a meal replacement kind of drink.
I always wonder where the oval. Ovo.
Latin for egg, yeah.
Ugh, it's kind of weird now.
Whatever, man. I'm still going to drink it.
It's good.
It's still tasty. It's good. In the 1930s and 40s, two famous U.S. children's radio shows were sponsored by Ovaltine. One was Captain Midnight. The other was what?
Little Orphan Annie.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That's the decoder ring thing.
From A Christmas Story. Yep.
Yeah. And then do you know what their code usually ended up being?
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
If you rearrange the letters in Ovaltine, it also spells Vital One.
Vital One.
Yeah.
It's like
some conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
No, they used it in their ads. Kids are like, what?
Mom, I think I'm the Vital One.
I need some Ovaltine now. Yeah.
Other anagrams of Ovaltine.
Okay.
Oh.
A violent.
Oh.
Sure. So that's
not alive.
Funny, they didn't focus on that one.
No.
Because Vital One and not alive are antonym. Yeah.
Yeah. Close it out with a delicious, delicious product that has a lot of preservatives in it.
All right, we've done Tang, we've done Ovaltine, we've done Spam. What could be the last processed food? The
last one is Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz!
The quintessential processed food.
Yes. Yeah.
Spray cheese.
Yep, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Oh, man.
Well, Cheese Whiz is the jarred stuff.
You're thinking Easy Squeeze.
Oh,
or Easy Cheese. They also had Squeeze Cheese.
Squeeze Cheese. Yes.
Which is really,
Wait, so what?
Cheese is a very rhymable word.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah.
So Cheese Whiz originated in 1952. And it's a delicious cheese product. It's described as a cheese product.
It certainly is the color of cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. you can rub it into your hair and leave it up for half an hour and then shampoo and rinse thoroughly. And it does something
maybe
with your...
Maybe she's born with it. Yeah. Maybe it's cheese, but it's... I'll never tell.
Dude, did we have Colin had that segment a couple episodes ago?
Oh yeah, touch of yogurt and
a look of buttermilk shampoo,
cheese whiz.
Maybe she's born with it.
Honey, you look fantastic. You want to get some nachos?
Yeah, just wanna stand still.
Kind of crazy just for wait nachos. A moment. Yeah.
And then finally, you can use cheese whiz if you run out of shaving cream.
Well, why were you putting shaving cream on your nachos in the first place?
No, to shave.
These are pro tips.
These
Karen.
Are pro
yeah,
tips.
This is, yeah,
these yeah. are hints menu. From Halloween. Yeah. These yeah. are
someone's just in their house being like, uh-huh. "What yeah. else?" I
guarantee you.
For?
I absolutely guarantee you that if you're using cheese whiz to shave, you are a single dude. You are a single dude.
But you know what? At least you're shaving.
Yeah, you're trying.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe you'll meet some lovely girl who conditions her hair with it, and you guys can just really save on your grooming products.
Just live it up.
Yeah.
It's one big jar in the bathroom.
Why is there cheese whiz in your bathroom?
Oh, it's a family size.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Family size cheese whiz. Wow. Ow, my face hurts.
There you go.
And we got one last quiz. Colin, sock it to us.
All right, sock it to you. We're going to get a little experimental here. We're going to explore the quiz space. this is an audio-based quiz based around famous quotes. So I'll be playing you clips of... people speaking, and you'll be asked to identify who is the person speaking.
Well, we get this in trivia.
We do. We get this in trivia a fair amount, and sometimes they're pretty easy, sometimes they're really obscure. Mm-hmm. So the twist with what I'm going to do, though, is that all of these clips have been slowed down to 3/4 speed. No. So they're going to sound a little distorted. Okay. No.
So we can't tell the voice or the,
so it's gonna strip. Well, it's funny, we'll see from person to person.
Yeah,
results may vary.
Okay,
so we'll start off with an easy one here. Okay. And so again, you guys tell me who is speaking.
All right.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Everyone.
Kanye West. Yes.
Sounds like a witness protection program.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. All right, here we go. Next one.
There are next door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
Chris and Dana.
Sarah Palin.
It is Sarah Palin slowed down to
sounds
3/4.
Like a male voice.
It has interesting effects, whether it's a man or a woman, for sure. All right, here we go. Next one. Who is speaking?
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Chris.
That is the... ever charming Mike Tyson.
Yes, that is Mike Tyson apparently threatening to eat Lennox Lewis's children.
Yeah.
He later apologized for that. Yes.
That sounds even scarier. Like,
yeah.
But it still has a little element of Mike Tyson in there.
Yeah, a little lip.
All right, going back a little bit for this one. Who is speaking?
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is. Ich bin ein Berliner.
Chris.
John F. Kennedy.
Yes, that is John F. Kennedy, yes. His famous address.
I am a jelly donut.
Wow.
One more here. A little more recent on this one.
All right.
A little bit.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
Dana.
Is that Bill Clinton?
That is Bill Clinton. Yes.
Didn't inhale.
Didn't inhale it.
so
how do you know that you didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I didn't inhale. Like, what?
Which is it, Bill?
Wow.
Yeah. It does sound like it's witness protection.
I see like blurred faces.
Last one. We'll close it out here, guys. Doing well. This one's quite recent.
I've tried to wrap my head around, like, I guess, what a normal person thinks about the performance, and I can't really understand where the shock comes from. I know that sounds crazy.
This sounds like a man!
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
That is Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Wow!
Yes, on the Ellen show, talking about how she can't see the controversy over her VMA's performance.
That sounds like a man.
Funny.
Wow.
Sounds like Buffalo Bill.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. It does sound like Buffalo Bill.
That's so hot.
Oh, yikes.
All right. Well, good job, guys.
Cool. Very weird. All right. And that's our show. Thanks to you guys for joining me. And thanks to you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you learn. Now you can use Cheese Whiz for every grooming need, every hair need you have. Just buy a big old family-sized tub and stuff in your bathroom. You can find our podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and also on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.